I kind of hate games like this because Appleton West played a good second half last week. Their comeback came 3 points short against Walsall East. Yep. Nobody wants to be a team's first win, and the way Everest has played lately, there's a lot of question marks. What's the week been like for your team?
We just work against the game right now and work on correcting the mistakes that we had. We've definitely discussed about our letdown in play in the second half, and hopefully we play better. The kids realize it's a four-quarter game, and we've done some things to reinforce the idea that it's going to be four quarters.
I know that's got to be frustrating. It's frustrating to watch. It's got to be frustrating to coach when you have a defense that can't get off the field in the second half. And just some of those drives last week against West where, all right, it's third and whatever down and distance. You think we've got a chance to get a stop here, and just none of those situations played out last week.
Well, we got a little healthier, too. I mean, we were playing a lot of players that haven't played there before. And our defense is such that we went over the film a lot with them. We just can't have breakdowns.
Yeah.
And when we tend to break down, one person doesn't do their job, kind of flowers. It's like one, two, or three, and it all happens in the same play. And that's when we give up those big plays, and really hurts us. And we just got to eliminate those mistakes, and they have to another week of learning their responsibilities with some of the new players and some of the old players coming back.
Are those breakdowns, from what you see, are they problems that kids either aren't as good or weren't as disciplined in their assignments, or some of it fatigue from being out there so long? Because the offense has a lot of three and outs.
Yep.
And towards the end of the game, it seems like that could take its toll if you say, gee, the defense is out there for 10, 15 more plays over the course of a game than we'd expect them to be.
Oh, absolutely. We talked about that our offense has to have drives to keep our defense off the field, because we get worn down after going out there every time and not controlling the ball as much as we'd like to offensively. And West did a very good job of shutting down our one playmaker. And we need other people to step up, and we've discussed that and worked on that also.
This kind of a new defensive challenge this week. Appleton West throws a lot. They're probably more of a pass-oriented team than what you've seen so far. How do you like your defensive backs matching up against their quarterback and receivers?
Well, the kids are excited. I mean, our D-backs, more throwing means more opportunity for interceptions. So they've thrown a few of them. So that's the way we look at it is, hey, this is an opportunity for you to make some plays. So,
give us an update on Nick Sierakowski. I mean, he suited last week and practiced but didn't play. Everyone tells me that kind of ankle injury just takes a long time to come back from, and that's a frustrating injury to get over.
Nick Sierakowski will play this week. Not a lot, but he will definitely play this week.
All right, Coach, good luck.
Yep, thank you.